Good Tuesday morning. It's time for the BD Owens and Friends Book Club. This week, circulation specialist Joy Huddleston recommends a gothic horror novella with zombie rabbits. Have a listen. Joy, thank you so much for coming on for our BD Owens and Friends Book Club.
Thank you for having me.
All right, what have you brought us today?
Today I have brought What Moves the Dead by T. Kingfisher.
Could you start with a quick summary? You've got it here on you. It's a slim little book.
Yeah, it's just a short novella. It is a reimagining of The Fall of the House of Usher by Edgar Allan Poe. It brings into account different strange happenings and afflictions that seem to be taking over both the Usher twins and the estate itself and the surrounding wildlife. And it's very creepy, but very, very well written.
So it's based on a Poe poem.
Mm-hmm.
And goes into a deeper narrative about some of the characters in it.
Yes, I read something the author was talking about the writing process after I finished reading this book, and they explained it as, I kind of want to know why the guy at the end of the poem just screamed and left instead of making sure everybody was actually dead or like what actually happened. So they decided they wanted to expand on that a little more and give us a more satisfying answer.
Wow, sounds fascinating. How did you choose this book?
On the cover is really what drew me in because, I don't know, it was really interesting just seeing the fungus on here and the shape of the hair that is also joining it. And then Poe is one of my favorite authors anyway, so I heard it was connected to House of Usher and went, okay, I'll take it.
Awesome. Who would you recommend this book to, and who would you suggest steer clear from this work?
If you're a fan of Poe, if you're a fan of mystery, horror, I'd definitely go for this. I'd steer clear maybe if you're not into body horror, that kind of thing.
This may relate back to the body horror thing, mm-hmm. but why did this book stick with you?
Okay, so slight spoilers, but as soon as the narrator Alex gets to the estate, he notices that there's a bunch of hares that live around the lake. And the hares are all really weird. They won't move if you come and walk up to them. He's a hunter. If he aims his gun at them, they're not moving. They're not even reacting at all. So he goes and shoots one to bring back so that the doctor on the estate can dissect it. And I knew it was going to happen, and after a few moments, it got up and started crawling towards him again. And just the visceral way that it was described and the very abrupt cut from his train of thought to, oh, the hare is moving, had me audibly gasping for once, which rarely happens when I'm reading books these days, so.
And what specifically is it about the book? Is it the plot? Is it the themes? Is it the writing that makes it so arresting?
I think it's the writing itself, specifically the characterization of Alex, the narrator. It's something about the way he describes the world, he describes the culture he comes from, he describes his relationship with the Ushers, everything like that. That just really drew me in and made me feel less like I was reading a book, more like this was actually somebody sitting me down by at the kitchen table or something and telling me a story about this period in their life.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sold. I think I might need to steal this one. Joy, thank you so much for coming in today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That was circulation specialist Joy Huddleston with our weekly BD Owens and Friends Book Club. Tune in Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. or check kxcv.org to read along with us.